Blog Talk Radio.
This is an Open Talk Radio 313 The Flash production. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, and oh my God. Wow. Where do I begin? Where do I start? First, let me start by thanking God, first and foremost, because God is the head of my life, and thank God for wrestling, right? Thank God for wrestling. I'm at a loss for words right now because we've just witnessed one of the greatest wrestling events of all time, right? We just witnessed one of the greatest wrestling events of all time. WrestleMania 37, night one, was 5-star. It was an A+. It was a super, super great show from start to finish. And I'm still on the edge of my seat. Like, we still got night two to consume us. Right. Night one was already great. Night one was already phenomenal, but we still got night two to consume. But let's talk about night one. Night one was absolutely off the charts. But I'm going to get to these other matches, but the final match of the night, Belair versus Banks, it really allowed me to celebrate why I'm a wrestling fan. It really allowed me to celebrate why I'm in the wrestling business, why I love wrestling so much, because that match was everything that we all hoped it to be. That match was off the charts. That match was excellent. That match was off the chain, if you will. Belair and Banks put on a show tonight. They put on the clinic tonight. All you people that have negative things to say about WWE, you can put that to rest tonight, folks. There's nothing you can say bad about WWE. There's nothing you can say bad about this matchup that took place tonight between Belair and Banks. Such a evenly matched. Such an evenly matchup. That's what I want to say. Such an evenly matchup, back and forth. 1 minute Bianca is getting the upper hand. The next minute Sasha is getting the upper hand, and that was back and forth the whole night. The two women tonight told a heck of a story, you know. And I'm so happy that we got this match. This is the match that everybody wanted. I don't want to say everybody, but this is the match that most of us wanted, and they delivered. Sasha Banks and Bianca Belair deliver. Most of the time, these matches that are built up to be the greatest matches ever don't live up to the hype. We've seen this happen in the Super Bowl. We've seen this happen in the NBA Finals. Matches that have been hyped up so much, but it didn't live up to the hype. Tonight, in my opinion, Bianca Belair and Sasha Banks, it lived up to the hype. It really did. And this is one of those nights where I'm happy to be a wrestling fan, why I'm happy to be in this business, why I'm happy to be in the world of podcasting, in the world of radio. This is one of those nights where I feel so blessed, because what we witnessed was greatness. This is the 15-minute WrestleMania 37 post-show. I'm going to take some phone calls. I believe one of the great hosts on this platform, Steve Aaron, is calling in, so I'm going to bring him on. I'm interested to hear what he has to say. What's up, Steve?
How you doing there, Martez?
Man, I'm doing good. I'm on the edge of my seat right now, man. I'm doing backflips. I'm trying to make sure I got my words together because I'm filled with excitement. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good right now.
It was a good night for you, a man that has certainly waved the WWE banner more than most that I know, and with justification tonight. I think something that really caught me from a historical perspective is the fact that at this WrestleMania, despite, you know, being the first one out of the pandemic, despite being the first one to ever experience a rain delay, the main event that you're talking about, Belair versus Sasha Banks, not caught in the historical significance that you have two African-American female wrestlers competing in the main event at WrestleMania. And I think that says something spectacular. You know, I'm not always on the side of the WWE, but that's
right.
It. You know, when you get that kind of historical significance and a match that delivers as advertised, you know, it's certainly that WrestleMania moment. And good for those ladies, and good for every fan that loves WWE wrestling like you, that they got the payoff. Because the show wasn't exactly spectacular pillar to post, so to speak.
Right.
There were some major clunk moments with some pretty awful wrestling. But, boy, you got the payoff there at the end, which is good. And this is only night one. Night two is going to have to do some pretty special things to make us surpass how we feel about Belair and Banks and what they did at the end there. And, you know, give kudos to Bad Bunny, you know, for a man that had his first professional wrestling match tonight, even though you got to give 60% of the credit for that performance to Miz and Morrison, who sold their asses off. That is selling chicken to an art form. By the way, that Canadian Destroyer that Morrison took on the outside of the ring, Bunny had nothing to do with that one. That was all Johnny Drip Drip. So, but still a very impressive performance by Bunny, to be sure.
Absolutely.
And I thought the Cesaro Seth Rollins match was really good storytelling as well.
Yeah, I agree with everything you had to say, and I don't know how much time we got with you, but and thank you for calling in. But I think WWE gave us everything we wanted. I'm speaking on the fact. Speaking of the WWE fans like myself, they gave us everything we wanted. You know, they gave us the Cesaro win. They gave us the Bad Bunny, Damian Priest win. They gave us the Bianca Belair, Sasha Banks win. I think this was a big thank you to the fans, in my opinion, from WWE. And I know that we give WWE a hard time. They don't always do the right things. But I really want to celebrate WWE tonight because I think they gave us what we wanted. You know, and like I say, I left watching that show, being very, very happy, as you can hear. But everything you said was spot on, Steve.
You know, I knew you wanted to take a victory lap, and I wanted to call and support that victory lap because you get lambasted on a Thursday night every now and again for your love of the WWE. But tonight it was justified. You know, there were moments like Hulk Hogan and Titus O'Neil, which might be one of the most uncomfortable things I've ever had to see.
Yes.
You can definitely tell that was a bad idea just in motion. And the little ladies tag gauntlet elimination business to face the champs tomorrow night was not a great piece of wrestling in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
But you know what? The great outshined the not so great, and you know, it was a fun WrestleMania to watch. Plus, we were cutting it up on the Gorilla Position page with Swink and Turtle. You were pretty absent, but there's some comedy gold out there if you go back and read it.
Oh, my God. I'm going to have to check that out. I can bet it's some Nia X jokes on there, too. I'm just guessing.
My favorite was when I posted the picture of Grimace from McDonald's and called her the Nicole.
Oh, my God. Next caller is going to come on, Coco. Coco loves Nia Jax, so I know he's going to have something to say about that.
I'm going to let you go, Martez. All right. Enjoy your parade. Tell Coco Brother Stan says hi, and I will catch you on the flip, drip, drip.
For sure. Hey, love you, Steve. Appreciate you calling in. It's a lot, man.
Be good, brother.
All right, bless you. All right.
Bye.
That was Steve Aaron, folks, one of the faces of this platform. We appreciate him calling in and taking some time out of his busy late night schedule to give us a run. Let's go to the next caller, Coco, who I saw earlier tonight. He was gracious enough to let me come to his house. I hope I'll behave myself over Coco's house. But Coco, Antoine, what's up, brother? What's up again?
What's happening, Daddy? Brother Martell. Man, oh man, I enjoyed this WrestleMania from top to bottom, baby. Even with some of the rough edges. Let me tell you now, we just got to put that behind us real quick because it did not overshadow what the men and the women did tonight. It was fantastical. Even that crazy old steel cage match. I didn't even think that match was going to go as well as it actually did. And it was still one of my least favorite matches. But either way, you can tell that those competitors brought it tonight. They wanted to give their best and all to that crowd, to those fans, and they did not disappoint, baby. I don't know what good brother Stan the Troublemaker's talking about, all this bad wrestlingness and this and that and the other. No, he just gum bumping to being a rambling rabbit right now. But let me tell you this, baby, that was a good show. That was a good show. And let me say, the first match, baby, the WWE Championship match, I'm still going to say it. That was, if not the best match of the whole night. It was one up for sure. It was hard to follow up between Bobby Lashley and Drew McIntyre, the way they slugged it out. It reminded me of Drew and Sheamus slugging it out over the past several weeks. Because for a second, I thought those two were going to go at it at WrestleMania. But, boy, oh, boy, they did not disappoint in that match. I mean, I am as happy as a clam. And as I heard you say while I was waiting to be unmuted, you doggone right, I'm going to say some good things about my Blue Nine Jacks. Because tomorrow night, when they have that Raw Women's Tag Team Championship match, I'm pulling for my Blue Nia. I'm pulling for all the way. I don't want to see Tamina and Natalya get those women's straps because they don't deserve it. My boo, Nia Jax deserve it all. So I'm going to stop right now, running my mouth. I'm going to let you say whatever you need to say.
Hey, man. Well, hey, man. You, first of all, thank you for inviting me over earlier. But
my pleasure.
For sure. You were spot on, man. You spot on about everything you said, especially the Drew McIntyre versus Bobby Lashley matchup. They set the tone, and it's always hard to follow matches like that, or even when you're speaking. Like that's for example, even when you're preaching in church, and you on a, it's another preacher that you have to preach behind someone else that just got finished preaching, and they preach very well. If you get what I'm saying, it's hard to come behind something like that. So I got to get
Same thing in music.
Yep, you get it.
Hard but to come behind a great band after they set the tone, baby. And then you got to go and do what you're supposed to do. So I'm just going to say it right now. Bobby and Drew, I mean, just phenomenal matches there. They just went on. And I mean, he brother Bad Bunny. I mean, goodness gracious. He did what every wrestling fan dreams of.
Yep.
Stepping into the ring. And going for it, baby. You know what I'm saying?
And bro, it hit me like after the pay-per-view was over, it hit me. I said, "This is why I'm a wrestling fan." You know, because of stuff like this.
Absolutely.
You know, I know I'm a wrestling
fan. You dream of stuff like this.
And brother, I wish you was in front of right now. I told myself, like, it's time to go higher. You know, I want to meet people like Sasha Banks. I want to meet people like Belair. I want to be a part of the WWE in some kind of way because it's just so cool, man. The things they do are cool, man. And I'm an 8-year-old kid again. I'm an 8-year-old kid. I never want that taken away from me. You know, I'm always be an 8-year-old kid inside when it comes to this thing called wrestling. And I didn't expect Bobby to win. I didn't expect Bianca to win. You know, there's a lot of matches where I didn't expect certain winners to win. So I was surprised the direction WWE went in some matches, but I'm happy. I'm happy.
And, yes, sir. Yes, sir. I was real happy as a clam, baby. Happy as a clam in the bottom of the sea. You feel what I'm saying?
It was fantastic.
I enjoyed it. I can't wait for night two.
Hey, it's going down tomorrow at the theater, man. We go watch it on the big screen theater TV. Yep.
Hey. Never seen a WrestleMania in a movie theater before, so it's going to be a whole different experience. I tell you that now.
Fingers crossed, it's going to be good, man. Night two have a hard act to follow. You know, night two is going to have to really come up big because night one was it wasn't bad at all. So hopefully night two will be even better than tonight because we got some big matchups tomorrow. I'm looking forward to seeing how that triple threat match is going to go down. What about you? I know we don't have a lot of time, but what about you? What are you expecting tomorrow in some of these matches?
Oh, I'm just going to say the one that's the icing on the cake for me. I'm real curious about this. The black man is real tired and sleepy, but he is excited, full of adrenaline right now, running through his blood and veins. But the match for me that I'm really going to be looking forward to because we'll be in that wonderful, beautiful plush movie theater is The Fiend and Randy Orton, baby. I can't wait. Alexa Bliss. I mean, I don't know what to expect out of that one, but that's going to be a good one in my opinion. I think it's going to be a slightly longer lasting match, but something's going to go down interesting with that one. I can't wait.
Oh, man, I'm down for that too, man. I'm kind of hoping that in some kind of weird way that the Fiend that we have been seeing, that's not really the Fiend. I'm hoping that was just some kind of his brother or some kind of imposter. I don't know. But I'm hoping that we see something unique happen with the Fiend tomorrow that we didn't see coming.
Absolutely.
Yep, we got about a few minutes to go. I'm going to bring on Brother Kayvon. I don't know if you want to stick around, but if you got to go, I understand. But I'm going to bring on Brother Kayvon, see what he got to say.
I'm going to let it go. Brother Kayvon, God bless you. Happy birthday, brother. Enjoy yourself. Happy WrestleMania to everybody. See you tomorrow night. Cannot wait.
All right, brother. Much love to you. Thanks again, man. All right, that was Coco T. Ware, Antoine, whatever you want to call him, one of our good friends on Open Talk Radio 3 The Flash, one of the great supporters. It's late. I'm tired. I got to get ready for church in the morning, but I needed to get on here to talk about WrestleMania, and I give it 5 stars. I give it an A+. This was a fantastic pay-per-view. In spite of the situation, in spite of the obstacles that were put in front of them, you know, with the rain, okay, with COVID. It's just so many obstacles that been put in front of WWE. But once again, WWE always delivers. It's been delivering forever. But I'm going to stop yapping. We got 4 minutes, so we're going to bring on Brother Kayvon. Kayvon, welcome to the WrestleMania Night 1 post-game show.
My God. Listen, if you ain't never heard it before, you're going to hear it now. I'm about to make history. You gave it 5 stars. I got to go up 5. I'm going to give it 10.
Ooh. Look at you, Kayvon. Why are you giving it 10, Kayvon? Tell us, man.
Well, okay, so all these matches were good, but it's 2 matches that really stood out. One, Braun Strowman versus Shane McMahon in the steel cage. Nobody expected Braun Strowman to rip that cage in half and throw nobody expected that match. I'm excited right now because he threw Shane McMahon off the top of the cage, like, who does that?
Hey. And then, hey, that's who? That's the Braun Strowman of old, man. Yes.
Now, of course, I will be talking about Drew McIntyre and Bobby Lashley. I would. But, nah, I can't. Because the match that really got my head up there is Bianca Belair and Sasha Banks. They did not disappoint. They came, they delivered, and now we have a new SmackDown champion.
That's right. Kayvon, I didn't think she was going to win, man. Like, I wanted her to win, but I didn't think WWE was going to allow her to win because Sasha Banks, she's now 0-4 at WrestleMania. Like, Sasha Banks has never won at WrestleMania. I'm not trying to diminish her greatness by any stretch, but right now she's 0-4 in WrestleMania matchups, and I didn't think they were going to go in the direction of Bianca Belair, but I'm happy, you know, and what a finish to that match. It was a back-and-forth match all night, and what a finish. I didn't see that finish coming.
Oh, yeah. Now, as for tomorrow, I can tell you exactly what's going to happen as soon as everybody, Tribal Chief and his people, come into this theater. When the Tribal Chief match, your Tribal Chief is going to win. There is no ifs, ands, or buts about it. He is going to win.
Well, that's a fact, huh?
That's not a prediction. That's a spoiler right there.
Oh, you heard it. Like Kayvon, he just hit us with a spoiler. Like Roman Reigns, he's going to be your Universal Champion. And he's going to be leaving WrestleMania, stealing your Tribal Chief. Kayvon, we're going to have to cut this short, man. We're going to have a live WrestleMania pre-show at the event tomorrow night. So feel free to come in to be a part of that. We're going to have the boys, the Rated R Wrestling Podcast. They're going to be hosting the pre-show from the event with myself. Before that show, Jed Williamson and Al Miller, they're going to be bringing us their own version of WrestleMania pre-show at 4:00 Eastern. I'm getting sleepy. I'm ready to fall out. So I'm going to put this baby to bed before I start rambling and before I start talking crazy. Any final thoughts, Kayvon, before we wrap this up?
Well, you said it. WWE never disappoint. And, hey, going into WrestleMania, my mindset was already high. My expectations was high. And WWE, well, they raised the bar. Night one was good. Night two is going to be even better. And tomorrow, as part three of my birthday celebration, I get to spend it with the people that I can call family.
Ooh. Hey. It's going to be a good time, man. It's going to be a good time. I want to thank everybody that decided to listen to this show tonight. We try to do our best to bring you the best shows as possible. We're going to be taking things up another level. You haven't seen nothing yet from this platform. We got a lot of new shows coming up, a lot of shows that are on break right now. We're going to be changing up a lot of things. But you'll see come June or before. But this has been the WrestleMania 37 Night 1 Post Show. Join us tomorrow night at the same time. Jed Williamson and Al Miller will be hosting their version of the WrestleMania Post Show. So they're going to be doing double duty. They're going to be doing a pre-show and a post show. Plus, the Rated R Wrestling Podcast will be doing a pre-show as well at the Imagine Theater for the watch party. All right, have a good night. God bless, and I'll see you later.
The Mega Power explodes here at WrestleMania 5.